Small Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM. Today on the show, calling from North Kingstown, Rhode Island, we have a psychotherapist. You can check out his website, integral-psychotherapy.com. That's integral-psychotherapy.com. Mr. Paul Zasada, welcome to the show.
Thank you, CJ, for having me.
So please, Paul, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, what I do is I offer psychotherapy for adults, couples, and adolescents. I help people with anxiety, depression, and the effects of trauma. My approach is unique in that it's mindfulness-based, it's body-centered, and it's holistic. So mindfulness-based means I utilize our capacity to pay attention to our direct present moment experience. Body-centered involves acknowledging that our bodies participate in all of our experiences much more than our conscious minds. And holistic means I honor the whole person and recognize that all facets of our experience are interconnected and deeply related. So in practice, what this approach looks like is creating a safe, supportive, and collaborative environment, which allows people to gain awareness and understanding of their inner lives. This awareness and understanding includes getting in touch with the emotions, the body feelings, and the core beliefs that are at the root of our life challenges. And it's through this process people can heal the past and hopefully become empowered to create the lives they want and deserve.
So what was it that first interested you in this sort of more holistic way of doing it? Where did that come from?
Well, I think it came from when I was a teenager and just starting to feel pretty disillusioned and dissatisfied with the world around me and just questioning my family's worldviews and their cultural norms, and just wanting to find a way out of my deep dissatisfaction. So I started pursuing things like martial arts and meditation and Eastern philosophy as an undergrad to help understand, like, why am I suffering? Where does my own suffering come from? And then I got exposed to counseling, and it just started to make sense for me to look at things interconnectedly, that, you know, we have a body, a mind, and a spirit, and they're all interconnected. So basically it's three things, I think, you know, wanting to heal my own suffering, the desire to find truth psychologically and spiritually, and the wish to help others too.
Take me through a session, the first session with a new client. What's the first step with them?
Well, I think the first step is always helping someone feel comfortable and like they're understood and they feel safe and supported. So I put a lot of emphasis on that and the relationship, you know. And once that's well established, I help people introduce them to the idea of mindfulness, what that is, and how it can be useful as a tool to help people change their lives and actually change their brains too. And so we start doing little experiments that help people just become more aware and create hopefully new experiences for them that are different from their old ones that they can then carry into their lives.
What would you say is the biggest challenge in kind of reshaping the way one thinks?
Well, the recent cutting-edge research in fields like neuroscience and interpersonal neurobiology states that a lot of our conditioning comes from our early childhood experience. There's a field called attachment theory, and this field points out that we learn a lot about ourselves and the beliefs we have about ourselves and the world through these early childhood experiences, and they become ingrained in our psychological memory and our body memory. And those then end up causing suffering, or they can cause suffering in the future, those beliefs that we have. So the good news is, though, that since these things are learned, they can be unlearned. So I think the fact that they are ingrained in us deeply is a challenging thing, but they don't have to stay that way.
What advice could you give somebody who is seeking a psychotherapist? What are the questions to consider before deciding on a practitioner?
Well, I think the most important thing is to find someone you feel comfortable with and that you don't feel judged with by, and that cares about you. So that would be the first thing. And I always encourage people to try a few different places and really find someone that's a good fit. You know, you have to, I think at the end of the day, feel like this person is on my side and has my best interests at heart, and that things feel like they're moving along, you know.
So let's switch gears. Let's get back to you, not only as a psychotherapist, but
sure.
you're a businessman. What's the next step for you? Where do you want to take the practice?
Well, I feel pretty satisfied with my practice right now. Basically, the next thing for me is education, I think. And I currently assist as a teacher's assistant in Hakomi trainings, which is a particular kind of modality I was trained in. I also work as a instructor in the graduate level. And so I want to continue doing those things. I want to continue educating people about different therapy modalities, what's out there, and the alternative and complementary modalities, so people can feel empowered to get the right help that they need.
All right, and do you have any contact info for our listeners, Paul?
Yeah, sure. I mean, my website, as you mentioned, is integral-psychotherapy. My email is paul@integral-psychotherapy. And, yeah, on there you can find my phone number as well and any other kind of information about my business. So,
all right. Yeah. And at that, we're just about out of time. Thank you again for coming on, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to our listeners. This is the Professionals Roundtable, ABM-FM. We got another interview coming up after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool.
Oh.
And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680 to 90104.
Order the car.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.